You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
It is executive lounge time on a Wednesday. We use this as an opportunity to get to know some leading executives beyond their day-to-day responsibilities. This week's executive is a highly decorated business leader who has come all the way to studio to give us a sense of what it is that she gets up to beyond being the chief executive for personal banking at African Bank. I'm joined in studio by Mehepi Ralenala to get to know her a little bit better. Ma, thanks so much for taking the time. Lovely to have you in studio. Two master's degrees? Why?
Yes. I'm actually a very curious person, and I have grown up in an environment that, because I define myself as a change agent, if you want to effect change, you must continuously change yourself. You must continuously upgrade yourself, but also you must continuously align yourself with what's happening in the market. So two master's degrees is for me to really be at par with what's happening in my environment.
What do you enjoy most about your environment? You're in a world where financial services, as you allude to, are ever-changing by their very nature. And to be in a business like African Bank that is as competitive in the banking space, and we've got a very competitive financial landscape in South Africa, what for you then continues to drive the passion to be in this particular space?
It is an opportunity to have an impact on lives. Firstly, an impact on the lives that I work with, which is the colleagues, to be able to see them grow, to see them prosper, to see their lives changing as they transform their careers, their lives, but mostly the impact of changing lives of our customers, to see them through their life stages, finding solutions that change their lives and impact South Africa as a whole.
That impact for you stretches beyond just the customers of African Bank. You do a lot of mentorship. You take great pride. I know this in women and youth development, not just in South Africa, but wherever you're able to. Where did you kind of discover or realize, I suppose, that for you, making a difference is what you would consider a calling?
Okay. I actually started very early in my life. I started school not because I was at the age of starting school, but a teacher who was in our community after my mother had lost my father took me to class with her every day so that she could look after me. So just that became a change in my life, and therefore a just mere act of kindness sparked my life. And therefore, I have to pay it forward all the time. And I've seen it with my mother. I've seen my mother, who in a community actually was able to take children that were not her own children to school, enable them to go to university and support them. So therefore, it was inherited. I don't know whether you inherit such a gift, but I was given that gift from a young age. The bigger part is for us to acknowledge that every child is a child of a community. Nobody just grows up on their own. And that very African proverb made a lot of impact to many South Africans, and therefore we just need to carry it forward.
What would you find is the most difficult part about carrying forward such a mission? Because we find ourselves in a country that is battling its own societal issues. We find ourselves in the middle of Women's Month, where we're seeing that there's still conversations around underrepresentation in the workplace, the gender pay gap. All of these things don't go away. But amidst all of this, as someone who advocates for development and empowerment, you still remain positive and you still do what you consider your effort towards this. What would you where would you say we still lack, and how do we improve it?
Firstly, I just need to state that the reason why I continue is at the back of my faith. Blessed is the hand that gives, and there isn't a gift that is small. So whatever you impart with and you give it with a heart that is willing and has a a right intent, that is a gift. Where we are as a country, it needs all of us to hold hands. South Africa, naturally, is a very positive-minded country. You go back and you see how we continue to transition and overcome all our challenges. And some of them, we joke about them, right? But it's our way of how we cope with every challenge that we face. If you go all over the world and you say you are from South Africa, the whole world looks at you with different eyes because they know how we've transitioned. And nobody ever thought that we'd get here. I also look at myself and thinking, my goodness, I'm able to access Park Station from the right-hand side to the left-hand side when it was not possible at the time. So we live in a country of possibilities, and that's the reason why we all have to be positive about changing and transforming our country to what we want it to be.
Mayor Alanala, I want to take a look at that international experience. You've had the benefit and the privilege of traveling beyond the borders of South Africa. Is there a particular place you would not hesitate to return to if given the opportunity to? Not necessarily for work, for family, for the community, and just the places that you've been able to experience.
Traveling to our continent is always a blessing and a gift. Firstly, we all connect traditionally, spiritually. We recognize each other, but I think we hold certain values that connect all of us. But I had an opportunity of serving on the board of Barclays Ghana, where I used to go to Ghana on a quarterly basis, and therefore built good relationships on the ground. I just love the humility. Their humanity and how they just are soft-spoken and engage with everybody on an equal basis. Ghana is just an easy country.
Does Ghana have better food than South Africa? And you can answer honestly.
So I'm a traditionalist. I love our food. South African food is diverse. Where do you get mokgoro? That is cooked like a South African mokgoro, who actually just cooks dumpling the way we do it. Actually, my grandma used to teach us how to cook or bake bread through an oven, which is a dug-out oven from the ground where you put in wood and then on the side to put in bread. I still have those skills. But mostly there's a skill that's what I can tell you. It's called maize bread. Mm-hmm. That millimil and maize bread is something that we'll never give anybody. I'll invite you to come and have some.
Oh, we'll definitely hold you to that. Mayor Alanala, before we run out of time, I want to get some insights from your perspective. You mentioned your grandmother and some of the things that she imparted onto you. I want to get some pearls of wisdom that you may have inherited from her or even from any other family members that you wish to pass on to the young South Africans out there, to the youth of South Africa, to the young women of South Africa, in terms of how it is that we should be approaching moving the country forward together. You mentioned, of course, that to move South Africa forward is to do it together. If you were to share some wisdom around perhaps someone that is looking for inspiration, looking to find out how to keep going, what would you say to them?
Firstly, is that we always want to talk about change, but change starts with self. So one needs to be and show the change that he wants to see. Secondly, is you have to invest in yourself. Investing in yourself, whether you read, you listen to the news, but you're just up to date with the current news. But the most important thing, all of us come from homes where our parents teach us values. Values, whether they come from a church environment, a household, around behavior. Actually, you never, as a youngster, you never see how those are valuable until you become an adult. So to the youngsters today, please go back and dig deep on what you've been taught at home, because those are the skills and techniques, and that's the conscience building that you get given at home. I give an example. My mother was a very, very tough woman, very clear around what you can and what you can't do and the behavior. I call her my conscience mentor. In many ways, she was brutal about the things that she wants to give you feedback on. You take it or leave it. I had friends that said, "Ha, I can never live in your house." That's how they give you feedback. You know, the reality is those today are the ones that have really defined who I am today. I'm very grounded in faith. I am part of a prayer women's league. And I live with those women. Some of them are elderly women. And there are learnings from them. So therefore, the sense of community and openness to learning. Have a teachable spirit. That's what my mother used to say. Have an open mind in everything. Just listen. Sometimes you don't have to respond, but take everything that you're given as a gift and appreciate it.
Life certainly is a gift, and it is worth treasuring in every respect. We're going to have to leave this conversation on that particular note, and I think it is the perfect note to leave it on. Mayor Happy Ralenala, Chief Executive for Personal Banking at African Bank, joining us in studio for our Executive Lounge.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.